Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
This is professional bullfighter Chuck Swisher. When you're up against a bull, fashion and charm don't matter. Once you're in the arena, if you're not at your best, it will show.
If you're looking for the best, look no further than Pioneer Cellular. When you need a signal, the last thing you want is to worry about whether or not it'll be there. Coverage matters, which is why Pioneer offers the best coverage. That's no bull. It's Pioneer's commitment. Visit wirelesspioneer.com or call 1-800-641-2732 to learn more.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at superiorlivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, let's start talk about livestock futures. And, wow, it was a miserable day for the cattle futures. Limit down for both the live and the feeder cattle yesterday.
You're exactly right. It was miserable. The cattle complex took a hard hit to the downside Monday. They left open chart gaps to the downside and closed limit down in almost every contract. Now, daily trading limits will expand today to $4.50 for live cattle, $6.75 for the feeder cattle futures. Now, it did not help our cattle futures any yesterday that we saw last week's cash cattle trade. Average weighted steer price in Kansas was $135.90, down $1.66 from the previous week. We also saw choice box beef yesterday down $1.79. Select boxes were up 7 cents on a total movement of 126 loads. Cattle slaughter 109,000 head, and cash feeder index was up 48 cents. The lean hogs traded mixed yesterday and closed negative. On the close, April live cattle down the $3 limit, March feeders down the $4.50 limit, and April lean hogs 57 cents lower.
All right, now we're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, we talked about what a miserable day for the cattle. What about the grains yesterday? Did they fare any better?
Well, they did not have a great day either, Dave, as we saw the wheat, the corn, and the soybean futures all close negative. March corn had its lowest trade in the past 15 sessions. March soybeans, the lowest it's been in the last 18 sessions. And March KC wheat made a new contract low for the second straight session. The stock market yesterday dropped 400 points and managed to close down only 178 points. This did not help none of our commodity markets yesterday. And today at 11 o'clock is the USDA report that is expected to show increases in the wheat, corn, and soybean U.S. ending stocks. At the moment, the March KC wheat's down 0.75 cents, March corn down 1.75 cents, March soybeans down 0.5 cents, March cotton's 31 points lower, March crude oil is up 20 cents, the March dollar index 24 cents lower, and March Dow Jones futures down 137 points.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Certainly appreciate your time here today. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. Tom Leffler is back again tomorrow. And until then, for Tom, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.